But there was further humiliation to come. The indomitable Candace sent ambassadors to negotiate the terms of a peace settlement. The case ended up before Augustus himself, who granted the ambassadors pretty much everything they asked for. He had secured the Pax Romana, but at a considerable price. It was the action of a shrewd, calculating political operator, who then used the official Roman propaganda machine to airbrush this setback out of the picture. Augustus's career became the imperial blueprint of how to achieve and retain power, and a key part of retaining power was the management of his image. Susan Walker again.
He always looked exactly as he did on the day that he became Augustus, and he presented himself very modestly. He often showed himself wearing the Roman toga and drew it over his head to show his piety, and sometimes he was shown as a general leading his troops into battle, even though he never actually personally did so. And this was a very enduring image. We have surviving, even today, over 250 images of Augustus, which come from all over the Roman Empire. And they are pretty much the same. The variations are really not very significant. So the portrait was very, very recognizable and very enduring.